What if you discovered tomorrow morning that your profession had vanished overnight? Not downsized, not outsourced, simply erased by a machine that performs your tasks with flawless precision. This isn't a dystopian fantasy. It's the calculated prediction of Oxford researchers who estimate that 47% of American jobs could disappear within 2 decades. When Bill Gates calls something essential reading for understanding the future of work, we should probably pay attention. The automation wave isn't building on some distant horizon. It's already crashing over us, transforming everything from factory floors to hospital corridors to corner offices. In 2013, Carl Benedict Frey and Michael Osborne dropped a bombshell into the comfortable assumptions of the knowledge economy. Their study ranked 702 occupations by automation vulnerability, and the results were startling. Telemarketers face a 99% replacement risk, insurance underwriters 99%, bank loan officers 98%, even restaurant servers, those quintessentially human positions requiring social grace, scored dangerously high on the endangered list. What makes this revolution fundamentally different from previous technological disruptions? Moore's Law. Computing power doubles roughly every 18 months, meaning your laptop will be 10,000% more powerful in just a decade. This exponential growth isn't confined to one field. It's simultaneously exploding across robotics, biotechnology, and nanotechnology. The pace of change isn't linear. It's a runaway freight train. The pattern is clear. Jobs involving routine, predictable tasks with explicit rules are first in line for elimination. But here's the uncomfortable truth that keeps professionals awake at night. Automation is climbing the skill ladder faster than anyone anticipated. McKinsey warns that 110 to 140 million knowledge workers worldwide could find themselves redundant. Your law degree or accounting certification might not be the insurance policy you thought it was. Which careers survive? Frey offers a deceptively simple test. If your job can be easily explained, it can be automated. If it can't, it won't. The safest positions demand interdisciplinary thinking, combining technical expertise with creativity and emotional intelligence. Education becomes perpetual rather than episodic, a lifelong conversation with knowledge rather than a 4-year transaction. The future isn't coming. It's here. Japan's Henna Hotel operates with robotic dinosaur receptionists and just 2 human employees managing 100 rooms. Momentum Machines produces 400 gourmet hamburgers hourly without human touch. At Zoom Pizza, robots prepare orders that finish cooking in delivery trucks. Banking is hemorrhaging jobs. Former Barclays CEO Anthony Jenkins predicts institutions will slash branches and employees by half by 2025. Virtual banks like Betterment operate without physical headquarters. Even elite professions aren't immune. Baker Hostetler employs Ross, an AI attorney processing hundreds of legal databases in seconds, work taking human associates weeks. At Memorial Sloan Kettering, Watson analyzes 1.5 million patient histories for diagnoses. The Washington Post's Heliograph wrote hundreds of election articles in 2016. The numbers tell the story. Amazon's revenue exploded from $20 billion in 2008 to $170 billion in 2017. China's Changying Precision Technology Company replaced 590 of 650 workers with robots, boosting productivity 250% while slashing defects from 25% to under 5%. The machines aren't just taking jobs, they're performing them better. History contradicts techno-pessimism. During the Industrial Revolution, Luddites smashed automatic looms, convinced they'd destroy livelihoods forever. Instead, those machines reduced clothing costs by over 90%, leaving consumers with disposable income that created entirely new industries. The textile sector ultimately employed more people after automation, though the work transformed completely. John Maynard Keynes predicted widespread technological unemployment in the 1930s. Similar warnings accompanied assembly lines, personal computers, and the internet. Yet, employment expanded, living standards rose, and entirely new job categories emerged: app developers, social media managers, drone operators, data scientists. Amazon provides the techno-optimist's favorite case study. In 2016, the company increased warehouse robots by 50%, from 30,000 to 45,000 units. Instead of mass layoffs, Amazon hired 50% more people during the same period. The robots improved efficiency, reducing costs by roughly 20%, which translated to lower prices, attracting more customers, and creating demand that required more human employees. Since launching the iPhone in 2007, Apple has built a platform where entrepreneurs worldwide have created 1.9 million U.S. jobs through app development. Peter Diamandis predicts we're shifting from scarcity to abundance. Solar energy costs have dropped 97% since 1980. Mobile computing costs have fallen 99.9%, and DNA sequencing plummeted from $2.7 billion to under $1,000. If technology makes basic needs virtually free, perhaps the nature of work itself fundamentally changes. Automation deepens inequality regardless of net job creation. Robots replace manufacturing workers before nuclear physicists, creating a brutal education divide. Society fractures into three tiers: a highly educated elite of engineers and data scientists, a middle class providing personalized services like training and therapy, and what historian Yuval Noah Harari calls the useless class, the unemployed subsisting on universal basic income. An influential IMF working paper concluded that automation is very good for growth and very bad for equality. Developing countries face the harshest threat. Bangladesh's Mohammadi Group replaced 500 workers with 173 German robots. Automation threatens 77% of jobs in China, 69% in India, 67% in Bolivia, and 64% in Argentina, significantly higher than the 47% U.S. average. While China and South Korea rapidly acquire industrial robots, most Latin American leaders remain dangerously oblivious. Brazil, Mexico, and Argentina lag dramatically in robot adoption, risking irrelevance in global manufacturing. Dr. Hugh Hare, the bionic man, lost both legs in a climbing accident. His intelligent prosthetics, powered by 6 computers and 24 sensors, don't just restore movement, they enhance it. He walks, runs, and climbs mountains with capabilities exceeding natural limbs. AI's advancement extends beyond physical enhancement. Deep Blue defeated Kasparov in 1997, Watson dominated Jeopardy, and AlphaGo triumphed over Lee Sedol in 2016, at a game with more possible positions than atoms in the universe. Scientists predict machines will surpass human capabilities in most domains between 2023 and 2045. Nick Bostrom warns of unprecedented challenges from superintelligent machines, comparing the AI race to the nuclear arms race. Major tech companies and countries invest billions, often prioritizing speed over safety. The horse population analogy illustrates potential disruption. When automobiles revolutionized transportation, America's horse population plummeted from 26 million, 1915, to 2 million, 1950. Yet Bostrom offers hope. My main fear is not joblessness. I see unemployment as something that should be our goal. He challenges work-centric definitions of purpose, noting historical aristocrats found meaning in intellectual discourse and artistic endeavors. Perhaps automation could free humanity from more fulfilling pursuits. Healthcare will explode as populations age 300 million more people over 65 by 2030. Expect robotic medicine specialists, medical engineers using 3D printers, and genetic engineering specialists. Workers providing human connection will be invaluable as elderly populations reach 25% in countries like Japan. Data analysts, engineers, and programmers will thrive as data becomes the oil of the 21st century. Cybersecurity spending will double to $6 trillion by 2021. Sales consultants will replace transactional salespeople, becoming specialists who educate and build trust. As industrial robot sales grow fivefold to 1.3 million units by 2025, demand will surge for robotic engineers and software programmers. Climate change and cheaper, clean energy will create green careers, with global investments reaching $16.5 trillion between 2015 and 2030. By 2030, 75 to 80% of workers in industrialized countries will be independent or temporary. In this Uberized economy, creativity and emotional intelligence matter more than traditional education. Benjamin Pring advises, find a big wave and put your surfboard right on top of it. Promising fields include biotechnology, quantum computing, cybersecurity, virtual reality, space exploration, and preventative medicine. Combine passion with practicality. Find the waves that you like, pick one that has a future, and surf it. Universities will become lifelong learning centers for continuous skill development. The next two decades will bring significant disruption. Automation will create unemployment among less educated populations and widen inequality. Only highly motivated individuals with strong credentials will access the best jobs. Many service workers will struggle to transition, creating masses of marginalized, frustrated people, some escaping through drugs or virtual reality, others joining anti-robotization movements. This rebellion has already begun, from taxi drivers burning Uber cars to Las Vegas's Culinary Workers Union strike vote driven partly by automation concerns. Yet automation will ultimately improve our world. In two or three decades, tech excesses will likely be regulated, and increased productivity may enable universal basic income. Agricultural employment fell from 60% in mid-19th century America to 2% today, while manufacturing dropped from 26% in 1960 to under 10% in 2017. Yet living standards improved dramatically. We'll see workforce reaccommodation with better, safer jobs. Automation-driven productivity will allow shorter work hours and less repetitive tasks, giving us time to rediscover conversation, reading, and music. Life expectancy has risen from 30 years in ancient times to nearly 70 today. Absolute poverty has fallen from 84% in 1820 to 10% currently. The robots are coming. The question isn't whether we can stop them, but whether we can prepare to thrive alongside them. The future belongs to those who surf change with skill, adaptability, and courage to reinvent themselves.